And so it begins. For another year, the walk into Holy Week towards Good Friday and Easter Sunday. It begins today with Jesus joining the Passover pilgrims on a colt. You might have noticed there were no palms in that story this morning. It's a different version that has palms. Instead, people were laying down their cloaks. It was a little too cold in Ottawa this morning to lay down our cloaks, but we did wave palms. So we got it all in one way or another. And there were, besides no palms, there were, however, disciples. Disciples who had brought their friends, who brought whoever they could find, because they were going crazy for this man, Jesus. They loved him. They believed in him. And they looked forward to him reigning as a new kind of king. Now, our entrance into Holy Week isn't quite so rabble-rousing. After all, we are Anglican, as I noticed outside. We tend to go like this with our palms. But palm waving for us on Elgin and Somerset is pretty good, really. You've got to admit. That's not a bad thing. We even had some enthusiasm there. But we don't wear our faith on our sleeves often. We often don't do that. It's pretty stretching for us to do this once a year. But we have this whole week to experience the depth and the breadth and the amazing events of Holy Week. From the quiet reflection to Jesus' life, to walking the way of the cross. From celebrating together with a lamb dinner and all the fixings, to washing feet and stripping the church bare of its adornment. From the barren and stark sorrow of the cross to the warmth of the new light and the glorious first fire that we will light outside. And finally, this week, we will have the opportunity to bask in the new light and the glorious singing of Alleluias next Sunday. This is a week of opportunity and of experience for us to experience the last week of Jesus' life and to be thoughtful about it. So today, this rabble-rousing day that we somewhat get excited about, what happens today? Who is this Jesus riding a colt? Is he a rabble-rouser, a defender of the poor, or just some deep mystic with penetrating eyes? What about the disciples? What are they cheering for, actually? What do they hope for as they surge into the citadel ruled by corrupt high priests and Romans? What are they looking for? And who are we? Are we passive spectators, interested seekers, or passionate believers? How we answer these questions will shape our attitude to the rest of the week. Where we see ourselves in the story with all of our hopes and our dreams will define our journey to Good Friday and beyond. It's not an easy week. It's an emotional week if we really put ourselves into it. It reminds us about the cost of discipleship. It's not for the faint-hearted, because it ends in a journey of death, a journey that asks you and me to die to ourselves each and every day. It's a journey that means giving up the illusion that somehow we are in control. The thing about Palm Sunday is it reminds us that we're not in control. The palms that you hold today are fresh and lovely because we kept them nice and fresh and lovely for you. But you see what happened to the ones we put out yesterday. You see they droop and they change color and they harden and become brittle. It's about that this week. It's about that journey of times where we feel like we're hardened and brittle, and that we become fresh and alive again. The disciples' life, the life of belief and the life of thoughtfulness, is not for people who want to get there quickly, not for sprinters. Brian will know about this. It's for distance runners. It's for marathoners. It's for us to put one foot in front of the other time and time again. Making the journey through this week and through our lives will take up most of our life. There will be times when we'll be waving palm branches, maybe even with some excitement. There will be times when we will be thoughtfully thinking and dwelling on Jesus' life or our own lives and what it really all means. There will be times when we celebrate with friends and family over a meal. There will be times when we feel like we are on the cross, when we are in pain and agony and sorrow. There are times when we will find a new light in the dark, and there are times when we will sing Alleluia with all the joy that we can muster. We won't always get it right. We'll mess it up, we'll fall, we'll stumble along the way, and we will deny God in the midst of us. But we're given moments along the way, moments like this week, when the Holy breaks in and touches us. Yesterday, when a group of us were here arranging palms, that happened, I think. You may not know this, and I didn't until a couple years ago, that palms are not, they don't come looking like this. They come in bunches that grow tightly, tightly together. And you have to wrestle with them to get them apart. You have to take scissors and knives and strip them from their bunches. And so that you get something like this. Otherwise, you'd all be holding a big clasp that would do nothing but just stand there. It's hard work. It's dirty work. And yet, a sense of community yesterday formed as a few of us sat here and did that work together. How lovely, a normal moment. We weren't professionals in palm preparing, but it was a teaching moment. For us, perhaps, about the value of working together and doing something new. It was also a moment for the members of the Bach choir who came to practice yesterday, because they saw the palms being prepared. And several people came over and said, "What are you doing? I didn't know they came like that. How did they get from that into those cute little crosses you make?" Rob will teach you how to do that, and Wendy, after the service, to make yours into a cute little cross. But it's true. Isn't that true? The ordinary things that you think you show up on Sunday and there they aren't all that ordinary at all. Yesterday, as I left the church, I took one last glance to make sure they were still standing on the altar, because they tend to droop and fall, and it drives me crazy, as you can imagine. And as I turned and looked at them, a member of the Bach choir was up in the chancel. And he looked at me, and I said, "I guess they look all right." And he had this beatific smile on his face. And he said, "All right, they're beautiful." And at that moment, the Holy broke in, and I could see it in his face. Something I take for granted, this place, a few palm branches that I've been swearing at while trying to arrange them, for him were a moment of beautiful holiness. This week provides opportunity for all of us to enter into that holiness. The florist shop across the street broke into it. They phoned me and said, "We got twice as many lilies as we ordered. May we give them to you?" So we went and picked up some lilies for next Sunday. That's a moment that I didn't plan, none of us worked for, we didn't ask for, but the Holy broke in. Imagine that family who owned that colt that Jesus' friends went and asked for. That was probably their most important and valued possession. And imagine if two strangers came up and started taking away your car. You might not say, "Why are you taking my car out of the driveway? Why are you untying my colt?" I don't think there'd be a few more words exchanged. But perhaps that was a moment where the holy broke in to the ordinary. Perhaps that was a moment where they went, well, I guess the Lord needs it more than I do. That's what happens, is the holy breaks into our ordinary all the time. Often when we least expect it, and certainly not when we're looking for it, in ways that we would never expect. It breaks us open. It transforms us and our everyday mundane lives. So this week, take the week. Whether you come to church or not, take this week. While it's still cold outside, yet there's the hint of spring. That's just like Holy Week. It's a cold and hard week, but there's a hint of beautiful spring at the end of it. Let it transform you. Let it enter into you. Allow yourself to be more than just a bystander and be found by the holy in Holy Week. Don't lose sight about the real meaning of the story, because Holy Week is a story about being found by love. God's love breaking into our lives, and this world with all of its pain, all of its hurt, all of its anger, all of its fear. And as you enjoyed in the events of today, whether you wave your palm branch enthusiastically or hide it slightly by your side, be found by love. As you walk the events of the week, let your ordinary be transformed by the holy. As you live your life, allow that love and that holiness to change you, to inspire you, and to be poured out through you to everyone that you meet. Amen.